Joining us now, Deputy Wesley Garst. He is from the Boone County Sheriff's Office. Deputy Garst, nasty crash. I saw some of the pictures of the semis that happened on I-65. This happened late Sunday night, right? And the interstate was closed until this Monday morning.
That is correct. The incident took place around 9:30 last night, and we had the interstate closed and along with NDOT for almost 12 hours for the cleanup.
And why did it, I mean, how many semis were involved? Is that one of the main reasons why it took so long to clean up the crash?
Yeah, we had four semis involved and one passenger car. And then, as you can see in some of the pictures, there was multiple debris items, mainly the Ready Whip cans, which were empty. But they were all over the place.
And so, obviously, that took a while to clean up. Unfortunately, one person did die in this crash. Is that right?
That is correct. Mr. Trevor Perkins, he was 30 years old out of Indianapolis.
Do you know, are you guys still investigating what caused this crash? Do you have any ideas what might have started it?
After some initial investigation, it appears that the traffic may have been slowing or stopped. We're not quite sure at this point, but it was slowing or stopped, and that very last semi where the gentleman passed away from, it appears that he did not slow with the traffic.
And then he just slammed into the other vehicles?
That's what it appears.
Do you have any idea of how fast he was going?
I could not say. That part's still under investigation.
Gotcha. Okay. And now the interstate is back open. How far did you guys have to close the interstate? It was a pretty good distance, right?
Yeah, it was between the State Road 47 all the way up into Clinton County to State Road 28.
How many miles is that? Do you know?
Off the top of my head, I do not know.
Okay. At least 10, maybe?
Yeah, at least.
Okay. All right. I think that will take care of that. Anything else you'd like to add?
The only other thing that I could add is right now we have a lot of construction going on in the area of I-65. So if you travel through here, you obviously know that because there's a lot of backups. We just ask that anyone traveling through our area or anywhere, as a matter of fact, you know, just to be cautious with slowing traffic and, you know, be aware of the construction crews and this, that, and the other, because, you know, it can be very dangerous, as you can see from this incident, when you have all of a sudden traffic just stops, you know. So we just want people to be cautious as they're traveling through these types of areas and always be safe when they're traveling anywhere.
Perfect. I love that detail. All right. Deputy Garst, thank you so much. I appreciate it.
All right. Thank you, sir. Have a good day.
You too.